Stops, nobody knows. Let's stop at Roberta's house and see if she's home.
Hello.
Knock, knock.
Hello.
Anybody home?
Hello.
Hello. That is the Good Day program, and
hello.
Roberta Fasanelli, our queen of cheap, is back with us. She's got some deals coming up in a few minutes. You want to give us the highlights before we get involved in other discussions of other things?
Other things? Well, other we have some great deals on shoes, especially if you're looking for some back-to-school wear. Yeah. We have great deals on pizza and a free gift card and car rentals, right. All coming up on the Queen of Cheap.
All right. Car rentals are important. I want to, actually, this week, Roberta, there's been a story floating around, and it had your name written all over it. That python that strangled two young brothers Canada this week did not escape from a pet store, as previously believed. The snake was a household pet kept inside an apartment where the boys were visiting friends. It was a 15-foot African rock python.
Oh, my gosh.
Escaped from its enclosure in the apartment and wrapped itself around these two boys and killed them. That's what it does. So you have had big snakes as pets.
Yep.
And I wonder, under the circumstances, people always say, what motivates anyone to have a pet snake, especially a large one like this one?
Well, that's a big size. 15-foot python?
Yeah, why would you have something like that in your home?
It has to be, you know, at least, I mean, 8 or 10 inches thick, you know, across in diameter. I mean, when you think about how big that thing is. Some people just love them, you know. That I would never have anything that large in the house. I mean, my snake was about 6 feet long, but it was skinny. It was a skinny little thing.
A little skinny little thing.
Maybe an inch and a half, you know.
I don't know, Kenny, did you hear what the disposition was? They killed this python?
I have not heard. I kind of hope so.
Yeah, I would hope that they would.
PETA, feel free to email me.
I'm just trying to figure out why the python like would do that. That's so strange.
That's what they do. That's what they do with their prey. Before they eat it, they wrap themselves around it and they strangle it or kill it in order to.
But did it kill the boys both at once or one at a time or both at once? They said.
I don't know the details of it. I mean, you know,
but it's just so odd. That's the whole thing. I said, well, if they killed one, it cause commotion that the other one would wake up? Or it just seems kind of odd, the whole story.
Well, it is odd, and the oddest thing about it is that they had it in the house to begin with, as far as I'm concerned.
And how do you put that in a cage?
I've
had those,
bizarre.
You know, where, like, sometimes they have them at a circus or, you know, street people, like, especially if you go to Thailand or something like that, you know, they put it around your shoulders as a, you know, and you take a picture of the snake around your shoulders. Yeah, I've had that done.
A python?
Mm-hmm. You kind of wear it like a shawl, you know. And
really?
Mm-hmm. You wear it like a shawl.
Yeah. Good luck to you.
You know, and you give them a couple of baht and they take a picture of you. You know?
Danger, danger! Look out! Be worried.
Will Robinson.
Be afraid. The storms.
You kind of follow that by Will Robinson.
Yeah, danger, Will Robinson. Danger. Okay, all right. We can do that. There have been 4 named storms since June 1st. The 2013 season of hurricanes is on the way. And the folks at the National Weather Service say, be prepared, be afraid that the Atlantic hurricane season is a snoozer so far, but there's still a lot of time for danger and damage and drama. Sometime later this month, the season will get into full swing. There should be 13 to 19 named storms, 3 to 5 major hurricanes with winds in excess of 111 miles an hour. This is sort of the mid-season. The hurricane season starts in June. I think ends the end of October, doesn't it? Isn't it end of October? Yeah. And so when you look at the stats, they have they feed all this stuff into a computer and they come out with their reason for trying to scare you some more. They've got 30 years of averages, and normally there are 12 named storms. There are 3 major hurricanes and usually 6 hurricanes during the average season. So what they're doing here is just trying to tell you that the law of averages would indicate we're going to have some serious storms. Duh. That always happens. There's a tropical storm now called Andrea, which is down in the, I'm looking at the map here. It's sort of in the tropics. That's where they usually start. 74 mile an hour winds at the moment, and that's a close to a hurricane, category one hurricane. But is it something we ought to be worrying about? Is it something we ought to, maybe, I guess it's an interesting conversation, you can talk about it, but other than that, I don't know, what's the big deal? Is there a big deal?
I'm not worried about it if you live in Florida.
Yeah, or you know, on the beaches of New Jersey was a Sandy and all the damage. What time of, when was that? Was that October, late?
That was Halloween.
Yeah, that was last
Halloween.
Fall, yeah.
Yeah. The end of the year.
It was late.
Yep. Yep. All right, so I'm not getting too stirred up about that. Historically speaking, this date, 1974, noontime, President Richard Nixon's resignation became official after the Watergate scandal, possible impeachment. He said, I quit. First president to ever resign in office. Is that a bad move on his part? Should he have stayed? Did he do the right thing or not?
If that happened today, do you think the president would be forced to resign?
What? If whoever the sitting president is did what Nixon did?
Mm-hmm. If Watergate happened.
Up?
If Watergate happened today.
No, I think that what has happened from that point to this point is that these people have gotten away. They've learned how to be much more sophisticated. I think that the people, the operatives in both the Democratic Party and Republican Party are pulling stuff like this off every day.
Of course.
So, no, I don't think it would happen now. I think that they have so figured out how to manage the news that they confuse everybody and throw all kinds of stuff. It's kind of like
how to cover their tracks better.
Right. You know, when you have in the movies when there's a plane being chased by another plane, they fire a missile off and they throw out all of those, what do they call them, decoys.
Smoke screens and decoys, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, they figured out how to decoy. They've become very sophisticated how to manage the news. Mm-hmm. And it's full of decoys, of distractions. Look at the news now, the things that are a part of what we talk about every day. How many in the headlines of our daily conversation, how many real stories are there versus stuff that's inconsequential nonsense? Mm-hmm. I mean, whether you're understanding that the gossip about Simon Cowell or Bruce Willis or Jennifer Aniston or Michael Douglas, all those names are in the gossip column today, that becomes as much of a traction for people who are following the news as the things that are going on in the Middle East, things going on in Afghanistan, things going on in Washington, wherever the news is. These things become, they take on a life of their own, and they become, for some, just as important in terms of attention. Mm-hmm. Are they that important to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Probably not. How's that for profundity, Roberta?
Very fine. You can call me Jennifer if you'd like.
Well, I actually was just thinking of Jennifer.
Yeah.
And how I wish that she were here because she's such fun. I want to know how things are with her family. But
yeah.
She's very seriously involved, and God love her for that. If you are trying to whiten your teeth, maybe you've tried this before and you found it to be extraordinarily annoying to go through the process. You've put those trays in your mouth, waited for an hour, had horrible taste. You've tried bleaches, sand in toothpaste, all that stuff. Well, now there's a secret tooth detergent developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts the stains off your teeth. Power Swabs is what it's called. It whitens your teeth, an average of 2 shades and 5 minutes worth of work. If you try it for a week, it'll show, I think, turn out to be something that you'd be very proud of. 6 shades whiter. If you've got yellow teeth from smoking, from drinking, from eating things that are messy, why don't you try Power Swabs? Do yourself a favor. Call this number, 800-865-7602. You don't have to leave this in your mouth for an hour. You swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and that's it. And unlike the normal whiteners, Power Swabs works on removing stains on caps, crowns, and veneers as well. To try Power Swabs risk-free, dial 800 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. I guarantee that you will love your smile after you've used this product for a while. So try it with my guarantee. It's Power Swabs to whiten your teeth. Well, maybe you got one that's bad, worse than the others. 800-865-7602.
Global Mills needed to unload excess inventory, and we must make room. So right now, you can get an unheard-of flooring deal at Lumber Liquidators Flooring Clearance Sale. Get big clearance deals from 39 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from an amazing $169. All vinyl plank flooring is on sale. Plus, get special financing. First come, first serve. These deals will not last. Don't wait. Our flooring clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before these deals get away.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
It's easy to find excuses to come back again and again to Buffalo Wild Wings this time of year. Host your draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings, and you could get an exclusive fantasy draft kit that includes gift certificates for $100 and free food at participating locations and while supplies last, of course. A fantasy draft party with wings and beer. Yep, Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Up your game and score even more giveaways on Buffalo Wild Wings and Yahoo Fantasy Football National Draft Day on August 24th.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster time.
Wow.
It's Roberta Bessanelli.
Nice to have Roberta back in the catbird seat of great deals. So let's go dumpster diving with the queen of cheap for this Friday.
Let's start with shoes. If the kids need shoes for back-to-school sneakers in particular, you go to Amazon.com. They've got New Balance and Reebok running shoes up to 70% off plus free shipping. And we tell you exactly where to go on Amazon to get that. Also, Famous Footwear, a great coupon, 15% off your entire purchase through the 17th of August. You can also get buy one, get one at one-half off. We have those coupons for you at DougStephan.com. If all that running around makes you hungry, Papa John's, we've got a coupon for you that's 50% off a large pizza through Sunday, August 18th. That means you can get just a pizza for just $6 or a meats pizza for just $9. Really cheap food to fill up your belly there. And Chipotle, if you like Chipotle, you can sign up for a website called Plink. It's one of those discount websites. It's free to sign up. And once you do that, they'll give you 1,000 Plink points, and that's enough to get you a $10 gift card. Absolutely free. You could use it at places like Amazon, iTunes, Target, Walmart, Starbucks. It's absolutely free, so just go sign up and get the free gift card. Why not? And if you're looking to rent a car, do maybe doing some last-minute summer vacations, you can get 10% off of all rentals at Payless Car Rental. You're indeed paying less there with that 10% off, and we have the coupon code that you will need to do that. You just put that coupon code in at checkout, and boom, they take 10% off what the price of the car rental will be. And all of these wonderful deals and so much more. There's lots of stuff on there at the Queen of Cheap site at DougStephan.com. You want to save big bucks? You go check it out. Queen of
Cheap,
DougStephan.com.
Get out. I got a kick out of some of the news. The Shop Talk today focused on a fellow named Bruce Bond, who's having an audition on a radio station in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. He was indicted in 2008 on 65 counts of forgery, grand larceny, and identity theft. Served 7 years in prison. He's out now. He's trying to get a job on a radio station. He's perfect. Hire him right away.
Exactly.
21 after on Good Day.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special
one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Singer.
Yeah. So, why are we focused on Robert Plant and Led Zeppelin at this moment in time on the Good Day program? Plant apparently has been tearing up the live circuit with his solo shows. Very interesting. And he also has entered the world of social media via Twitter, Instagram, and Google Plus. At the same time, he's relaunching his website, which is robertplant.com, with a new logo and a lot of multimedia, archival material, that sort of thing. A big-time promotional push for him. The first 25,000 fans, Roberta, to follow Plant on Twitter, at Robert Plant, receive an exclusive free download of his current combo, Robert Plant Presents Sensational Space Shifters, performing the Led Zeppelin classic What Is and What Should Never Be, live in concert from their world tour. As of, let's see here, a few hours ago, it looks like about 30,000 followers, Kenny, is that right?
At least, yeah.
40,000, yeah. So, he's witty, he's charming. He had a press conference last year. They talked about Celebration Day, the film. Kept a room full of journalists entertained, smiling. His posts ought to be engaging. Have you seen any of his posts so far on Twitter and Instagram, Google Plus?
I haven't. I just found out when I saw that story and put it on DougStephan.com that he was on there. He already has over 40,000 followers.
40,000 followers, yeah.
Just in the last day.
Right. A lot of people love Robert Plant. A lot of people love Led Zeppelin. Now, we're on Instagram, but we haven't gone onto Google Plus, right? We don't
think that Google Plus makes that much difference. Sort of repetitive.
No, Twitter and Facebook are really the big ones.
All right. So there's, for your consideration, we'll be going through, as usual, some of the things that people are saying and thinking and sharing with us on Twitter and Facebook. Meanwhile, our video of the day today has an Arizona man sort of sarcastically responding to a woman stealing an Amazon package off of his front porch. Here, listen to this.
It's not quite the crime of the century.
There was this woman at my door. The video camera system sends me a screenshot.
Perhaps a neighbor saying hi on Heather Bray Drive in Arcadia. But then this.
She runs off into the distance in this weird kind of like, I don't know, like she's almost got a flat tire and is scurrying off in there.
And in her hand, Tim Lake's Amazon delivery.
You always see victims on TV, but you never think you're going to be one.
So Tim began plastering this very tongue-in-cheek poster around his neighborhood.
It won't happen again, not as long as we're getting the word out.
Detailing what happened.
On Friday, the second day of August, in the year of our Lord, 2013, I was suddenly and deliberately robbed by an unknown assailant. I'm sorry.
And also describing the suspect.
Well, at first we thought it was Dog the Bounty Hunter, and he had just let himself go. Eyes, vacant, uncaring, lacking a soul. Height, about yay.
He even set up an email, heatherbraydrivejustice@aol.com, for tips leading to the capture.
And I think AOL's still cool.
So far,
three emails, one's from the AOL team and two are from the same guy.
Nothing.
But there is some consolation. Inside that Amazon delivery, just some K-cup coffee pods and an ice tray.
Ice trays that make perfectly square ice cubes for, like, cocktails or...
Okay, so what's the big deal here?
Now that I think about it.
What am I missing?
A guy who's, like, concerned about an ice cube tray that makes perfectly square ice cubes.
Why has this taken off?
I don't think he'll be dating Jennifer anytime soon.
Well, it's just because it's so over-the-top sarcastic. The stranger in the neighborhood stole the delivery off his front porch, and it was just some coffee pods and an ice tray.
Got it. Video of the day, today at DougStephan.com.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, reading your pet's body language. You know, every animal has his or her own natural instinctive behavior. The way your dog holds his head, the height at which he holds his tail, and the position of his ears are all part of his normal makeup. It's common knowledge that we give other people clues to our moves just by the way we act. Cracking our knuckles, scratching our head, shaking our leg, crossing our legs are all indications of our moods. You know, it's really important. I say this to everyone. If you have a dog or a cat, it doesn't make any difference. Watch their body language. They will tell you exactly what they're thinking just by watching them. For example, if the tail is between the dog's legs, that could be a sign that the dog is fearful or he's not feeling well. If the tail is wagging, does that always mean the dog is friendly? Not necessarily. You got to look at the rest of the body language at the same time. Body language is the way one dog communicates with another dog, and it's important for us as good pet guardians to take the time to understand what our pets are saying, because we can learn an awful lot by watching Fido and Fluffy. I'll more next time. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people, because they ask me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Hopefully you're enjoying the summertime. 2013, as the time goes by so quickly, 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, sort of at the helm here, steering the bus, as it were. Have 1,120 tires on the bus. You know how big those are? Do you know what size the tires are on your car, Roberta?
No. I know that they take 35 PSI, though.
Okay, that's good. Keep the tires up. That's good for gas mileage. Kenny, you know what the size tires are on your car?
I did, but my car's having lots of trouble. It's been in the shop for a while.
What's the matter?
It's about 15, 16 years old.
Ah, I wouldn't bother with the shop. I think I'd bring it down to the local junkyard and see if you can trade them one way or the other. Trade time! All right, so we're here on Friday overviewing some of the things that are happening in your neck of the woods. Hi to the folks who are listening in Texas this morning. Hello. And Indiana with four or five stations in Indiana. North Carolina and Rhode Island. Hello. Tennessee. Nice to be all over the place here. In Florida, I'm saying hi to our friends KWAM in Memphis especially. How are we doing? This is the 9th of August, and we're here to talk about things that are going on that are important in the news. I'll have a television report for you in a matter of moments. Actually, here's something that's sort of tied to what's going on television. Commuters in New York City encountered an unexpected passenger when they boarded the subway earlier this week. There was a shark.
And it wasn't a salesman.
No, it was a still
wet. It was a real shark.
Shark carcass that was discovered on the floor of a subway
dead
car.
Dead shark.
Quote, I thought it was just a toy or a prank, said a passenger. When I saw the teeth, that's when I knew it was real. The shark, described as weighing about 10 pounds, discovered near a row of seats by passengers on the Queens-bound N train. The shark had blood on its mouth, as though it had recently been punctured by a fishing hook. The shark drew a crowd as subway riders began to photograph it. Get out your phone, boys and girls. And then
only in New York.
Right, exactly. Somebody put a cigarette in its mouth and took a picture of it.
Yep.
after
so
several...
Only in New York.
Yeah, exactly, right. So somebody, the Metropolitan Transit Authority police, got onto the train and removed. I guess actually they just shut the car off and brought it downtown for investigation. So what sort of local spin do you have on that story, Roberta, as a New Yorker?
It's just one of those funny New York stories. People will take pictures of it. When you said put a cigarette in its mouth,
yeah.
Put a hat on it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yell Sharknado.
Yeah.
What's the big
right.
deal? Was just going into town to get do some
right,
shopping,
you know.
Get a slice.
Right. Get
a
slice.
Show.
Surprised it wasn't mugged.
Surprised nobody took it home for dinner.
Oh, man. Baseball news, or at least baseball in the news, or baseball history. There are times when I look at all of the things that have come up, the negative stuff about all these players this week getting their suspensions, et cetera, we kind of forget the good things that have come out of the game of baseball. So here, I'm not a sophisticated fan of the game by any stretch of the imagination. I go to a game every once in a while. I went to one this year. But you watch it, and it seems like the cleanest of American sports. At least it did for those of us who grew up a few years ago and thought, okay, this is kind of cool. On this day, 1981, Major League Baseball teams came back after the mid-season player strike. How many people, this is sort of to put a spin or a perspective on it. We think things are lousy. Look at these guys, how spoiled they are. Well, go back in history to 1981. When there was this strike that lasted for a long time, the first game that was played after the strike was over, after the All-Star game, 72,000 fans came out to see the Cleveland Municipal Stadium welcome its players back. It was our first game on the schedule. So that was kind of interesting. And then, to fast forward a little bit, here's a record set. Listen to this, these statistics. This night... 1999, a grand night, you might say, for hitters. The pitchers got slammed. Let's see here. For the first time in 129 years of Major League Baseball, there were five, count them, five Grand Slam homers in one day. Fernando Tatis for St. Louis hit, the first one. Second one hit by Jose Vidro of the Montreal Expos. Third one, Mike Lowell of the Florida Marlins. Fourth one, Bernie Williams of the Yankees. And the fifth one is hit by Jay Buhner. Or Buhner? How would you pronounce that name? I don't remember him. Buhner? Okay. Played for the Mariners. Imagine that. Who would have thought? And these guys weren't on steroids. Was there steroid use in the late 90s? Who remembers?
Oh, I'm sure there was.
I'm sure it wasn't an issue, yeah.
Yeah, no, it didn't come up as an issue until this last couple, 3 years, et cetera, et cetera. All right, so that's that historical perspective on things. I'm going to sort of circle back here for a minute in a moment because I want to talk more about the latest Sharknado sighting in the television report. First, however... I don't know. This doesn't go into the television report, does it? The story of Simon Cowell and his baby mama, as she's been called, Lauren Silverman. His baby going to take care of it by buying a home. Got a $10 million house he bought in Beverly Hills for her the other day. Lauren Silverman, who lives in the Hamptons, is going to be moved to the West Coast he's not living in the house. He bought the house for her. He doesn't. He has another house.
You'd imagine how much money he has if he can just plunk down $10 million.
Well,
okay, here's a little house for you.
Okay, so that's sort of part of the report. There is a story out today, the Forbes list of the highly paid and or, shall we say, well taken care of TV personalities.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go through in a moment the top 10 money earners. Now, I don't know, there are a couple of radio people that are in this list, but in terms of the popular media, which is television and radio, not movies, this list does not include anybody
who makes movies.
No movies, just radio for the most part, people who are in radio and happen to also be in television, but what they made in this past year. So I'll give you that list in just a moment, and the television report in general, all that coming right up here on Good Day.
Bah, bah, black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all, now I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Oh!
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's Savings 101 sale starting Friday. Kohl's, expect great things.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert. Credit cards can have a positive or negative impact on consumers' credit scores. Consumers who make timely payments and carry lower balances typically have higher credit scores and receive lower interest rates on larger purchases, such as a mortgage or a new car. More than 50% of consumers surveyed by Bank of America maintain a monthly balance on their credit cards. Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert.
To help your credit score, you should always pay your credit card bill on time and pay more than the monthly minimum. There are even some credit cards that will reward you for good payment practices. For example, with the Bank AmeriCard Better Balance Rewards credit card, you can earn a $25 quarterly cash reward when you pay on time and more than the monthly minimum. And with a qualifying account, you can get an extra $5 a quarter. That's a cash reward of up to $120 a year.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards. I'm Dan Marin.
So you're tooling along in your Malibu and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds, I mean seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, OnStar, is there an emergency? As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Running. Are you really gonna drive store to store for back to school?
Let's get it started.
Office Max has your list covered K to college with over 2,800 supplies in store. Save big on dozens of Max Value basics under a dollar and find weekly penny deals on even more. Let's get it started. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends August 24th. Restrictions apply.
All right, so don't forget our Office Max back-to-school tips. You can send to us at facebook.com/goodday show. This week at Office Max, buy any school backpack and get all but a penny back in Max Perks Rewards. Office Max, the hot deals start there and restrictions apply. But check it out. You can get a lot of things there under a dollar in value at Office Max. 15 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. All right, so before we get to our official television report, although I suppose this could be part of the official television report, the list of the highest paid TV personalities, starting number 10 now, because we don't have Jennifer here. Either Roberta, you can play
number that role.
Number 10. Or we can have the big voiced announcer. This is the list, according to Forbes magazine.
Number 10.
Of the highest paid TV personalities.
Number 10.
Here
number
we go.
Number 10.
At number 10 is Judge Judy. How much money do you think she made last year, in the last year? Oh, no, it was. This is, these are 2012 figures. So last year, Judge Judy made how much money? Want to take a guess?
$50 million.
Very close, $47 million.
There you go.
Judge Judy made four, for a half-hour TV show a day. They tape five of them a day. She works about a month a year, and she makes $47 million. I know her partner, Richard Lawrence, who put the show together with him, they share and share alike. So isn't that a cool thing?
All right. Number nine.
Ellen DeGeneres made how much last year, you think? Roberta, why do I keep wanting to call you Jennifer?
$80 million.
$52 million.
Ah.
All right.
Really?
Number
That's
eight.
All?
Number eight, Ryan Seacrest. How much do you think he made last year?
Oh, he's got to make a lot. This guy is like, he never stops. He does like eight shows a day. He does radio. He does TV. He does MCing. This guy is like, I don't know how. I think he's a robot. I don't think he's human.
He made $62 million last year. Right.
Number seven.
This man makes a lot of money. Last year, Donald Trump made $63 million off of his television adventures. Trump, seventh highest paid TV.
Just the TV stuff.
$63 million.
Number six.
Rush Limbaugh making money on radio and television to the tune of $66 million last year.
Nothing like getting people angry and riled up, huh?
Well, this pays.
Number five.
Dr. Phil. How much do you think Dr. Phil made last year, Roberta?
$70 million.
72. Good. All right.
Number four.
Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, she's all over, too.
Yeah.
80?
77.
Okay.
Number three.
Glenn Beck.
Oh, my gosh. More angry people.
How much?
85?
90.
Number two.
Number two. Howard Stern.
But I thought his show wasn't doing well on Sirius.
He's doing fine on Sirius, but he's also got the, what's the name of that TV show?
America's Got Talent.
America's Got Talent.
Oh,
he was smart enough
right.
to make them give him a piece of it to get him
that's
on there.
Right. That's right.
All right. How much?
So it's going to be $95 million?
Close. 94.
Number one.
$95 million belongs to Simon Cowell. He is the highest paid television personality in America. All right?
And you know what people watch, and listen to these folks, and especially the Rush Limbaughs and the Glenn Becks, and, all this angry radio and putting everything down and everybody's bad. And they don't realize that these people are living a lifestyle that is beyond the imagination of most people.
Well, it isn't
totally
just
beyond the imagination.
And to be fair, it's not just the people who are on the right, although they do make more money in some circumstances. But there are plenty of people on the left that are doing radio and television that make a lot of money as well. They just happen to not make that list. Why is it that the people on the right make more than people on the left? People on the right say the people on the left don't have a sense of humor. Yeah. Whatever it is, it is what it is, and so those are.
But I mean, they're living the life of private jets, chauffeurs, multi-million-dollar mansions.
So
these
what?
Are how these people are
so
living.
So what? So what?
But the thing is, the people who listen to them, and they identify with them, and they say, "Oh, I identify with Rush Limbaugh," but you have no idea how this person really lives.
Your prejudice
there's nothing,
is showing.
No, there is nothing
Miss
about
Roberta.
Them that they could.
Al Sharpton rides around in a limousine. Al Sharpton has a lot of privileges that come from his being a muckraker. It's an equal opportunity.
It's an equal opportunity thing. But what I'm saying is that anyone who claims they identify with these people, be it left or right,
I think that most people
have no idea how they live.
I think people. Limbaugh doesn't hide that he lives in a mansion in Palm Beach and that he has a jet. I mean, he talks about that stuff all the time.
But it's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle that's beyond the imagination. It's things that we don't even know about. It's beyond the imagination.
I don't know about that. I don't, he's got a big swimming pool. Go flop in it.
Yeah, it's called the Atlantic Ocean.
I hadn't thought about it that way. All right, let's see. From the world of the shark on the commuter train to Sharknado, the sequel. The title has been released now. A story at DougStefan.com today. They took to Twitter to ask fans to come up with a name for the sequel. And the campiness will... I'm sure it will thrill you. I'm looking at a picture of the shark that was in Sharknado Los Angeles coming down, landing, the tornado rips up all these sharks and they land. There's one picture from that show that was on the Sci-Fi Channel of a shark landing on the street with its mouth open and gobbling up somebody that was on the street. So you'll have more of that. The winning title is rather perfect. Here it is, Sharknado 2, the second one. Ooh, that's exciting. These people. All right, so anyway, Sci-Fi said there were 5,000 submissions via Twitter, and you can see what there is to see and hear what there is to hear on the Sci-Fi channel. That's today's television report, 51 after the hour, and good day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you can win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit raleighglutenfreeexpo.blogspot.com. Raleighglutenfreeexpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
Top of the page now, Tom Parsons is here from bestfares.com. He's the godfather of budget travel and deals, the king of cheap, Roberta, when it comes to airfare.
That's
he's
right.
Your counterpart. She's the queen of cheap. He's the king of cheap. And so if you're a regular traveler, you can always save money. If you listen to this, you go to DougStephan.com. You'll find where Tom's picture is in the contributors box. Click on that. You'll see some of the specials that are linked to our website for Doug Stephan Good Day listeners. In a moment, we're going to talk about medical tourism that's on the rise, apparently, and also fall travel. How do you get the bargains? Where do you find them? Stand by for that info here with Tom Parsons on Good Day.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade. I said, pay attention to both the proper oil...
You look great.
You
too.
Proper...
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
Exciting and new. For those of you who are not only cruisers, but who love the Love Boat television program, Tom and I were just talking about this boat was called the Pacific Princess. and it's been on the high seas for 40-some-odd years, sold to a scrapyard in Turkey, and will be cut up. I don't really understand why they don't take some of this. These ships, are there that many of them that they had to cut them up? Wouldn't they be usable for something else? I mean, it isn't like we all want to go on these gigantic boats. I would think that there'd be some of you refurbish a ship like this, and it would have a big attraction, Tom. Why the heck do they chop them up?
We're actually trying to get somebody to buy it for $3 million. So must be in pretty bad shape.
Nobody would buy. Oh, okay. Well, that might happen if it sat around for a while. So
and,
that was.
And also, you know, look at that ship over in Italy right now. It had so many LCD TVs and chemicals and all kinds of stuff. They're afraid it's just going to destroy almost everything there. You know?
Is that is the ship still on its side? The Concorde Costaudia or whatever it was called.
Concorde. Yeah.
Whatever it is. Is that still in the drink?
I haven't really heard.
I think it is.
I think it's been moved yet.
Yeah.
Good Lord. All right. First of all, the medical tourism rise in interest here in America. People are trying to find affordable health care, so there are tours being put together. How's that work?
Yeah, actually, I'm thinking about doing a couple of those this year.
I'll do one with you. We'll take some listeners on a health. Is it like a health?
I've been thinking about Costa Rica because I have a couple teeth in the back, need implants.
No. I'm talking about taking listeners on a cruise.
I know, but I need some work too.
We don't care.
And then the ladies, you know, for their little plastic, and then the dental work is about sometimes can be 25% what you'd pay here.
Really?
So you
have your work done on a ship. So you take a cruise and you get your work done by professionals who are on a ship.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to do that, but still. I do know that Singapore has four-star, five-star hotels they sort of put you up in.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mexico used to be good until the border towns became so unsafe.
Yeah.
I know people had complete teeth replacements. All implants for like $2,500. You can't even get one tooth replaced in America for, you know, maybe $2,500.
A lot of money. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so that's an idea.
There.
All right, what do we have for fall travel? Big.
Here's the thing.
Savings.
I'm not sure about this weekend. I'd be a little careful. Yesterday was a great day. We said that in our email, or Hot Deals by email, but, you know, Boston was 298 to the West Coast all through the fall. Plus, we had that 15% off coupon. It's still up there. You might want to get it and see if maybe the fares will go down again next Tuesday or Wednesday. We were seeing some unbelievable snooze you lose. So watch every day. We're going to put something up around 11 a.m. Central of what we think the hottest airfares are today. But they're all snooze you lose. We had Dallas to New York for $158 to next June yesterday on United. So there's deals out there, but you're going to poke around this weekend, I think.
All right, poke around the site for the deals for Doug Steffen listeners at TomParsonsBestFares.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.